What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Yes, we love this part of the show. It's the Vibe Check. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
hit in.
I'm those tasty vibes. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. Where's all our friends at, Breezy? Some of them are knocking early this morning.
Yes, they are. Where are they? What are they doing? What are the vibes? Let's see here. We have Veronica here. She says, good morning. Vibes are high because today I'm going to look at a house and potentially put my first offer in. Not to say I'll get it, but...
we're pulling for you.
It's my first one, so I'm excited.
Well, listen, Veronica, just bring an extra $350,000 in cash with you, just in case.
My friend bought a house yesterday. I'm so happy for her.
Oh, yeah? Where?
North Winton.
That's where kind of I want to go, too.
Yeah, it's a really nice house. Really nice.
Is she single, or did she do it with a significant other?
Yeah, she's single.
So, yeah.
Well, she's not single, but she's... She's dating someone, but they're not married, and she bought it alone. Yes.
She did buy it alone. Yes. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
It's a very cute house.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, Papa.
I love
She's been
North
looking
Wyndham.
For a couple years now. So, yeah, I'm happy for
yeah,
her.
See, I got frustrated and got an apartment. I was so emotionally abused at that point.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not doing this. Thank you.
That was the final straw, was that house in Fairport. On the market for $190,000. Sold for $398,000. I said I'm done.
had to begrudgingly take it off his background.
Yeah,
his phone.
I'm telling you, I was trying.
Law
of attraction.
A little weird if you kept it.
I listen.
Someone else's house.
When I went to the showing, I fell in love with this house. In love with it. I took a picture of it.
It didn't even have a garage.
And I set it as a screensaver on my phone. As weird as some of you may think that is.
Yeah.
But I'm a big believer in manifesting.
And you manifested wrong because we didn't get the house.
That's okay. That's all right.
It's all right. He goes, it's still my background. So.
Sometimes things don't work out for a reason, and you got to be grateful for that.
You run into someone in Fairport, they're like, hey, man, why is my house your phone background?
So I bought this house for $400,000, and I have no money and can't eat.
But at least
grand opening?
House.
Grand closing.
Yeah. Who else is here? Olivia's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are sky high. Feeling good today because I'm listening to my two favorite people and getting ready for work.
Aww. That's
very who? Oh,
who are you listening to?
Susanna and Sandy.
I feel so bad.
So good.
I didn't realize yesterday Spezzano broke his ribs, and I went from behind
him. Punched him in the ribs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought he was going to start spitting up blood.
Yeah.
He broke his ribs 2 weeks ago.
That's
a great
lesson to just not touch people.
Yeah, it really is. But you know what? I've been touching Scott for so many years it's just our thing.
Okay. Maybe we don't mention that.
And that's why he didn't even get mad at me. He's like, no, it's okay, man. You didn't know.
Scott and I haven't been able to keep our hands off each other for years.
Since 02.
Okay. Jill's like, okay, this is
fun. All right. Yeah.
What about you, Vibes?
Well, I feel a lot better than I did yesterday.
Good.
Popped a melatonin before bed.
Amazing.
And I got as much sleep as I possibly can. So the headache's gone. I don't have as much of a sore throat. Breezy and I had our field day yesterday for the company picnic. And we played games. And it was kind of a struggle to be there.
Yeah,
as nice as it was outside, I didn't want to drink beer. I needed to lay down.
You did drink beer, though.
I had one, yeah.
I don't know how people can just, like, drink in the middle of the day like that and then go back to work.
What's one? What's one? You just don't see the point unless you're going to get drunk.
Why one?
You see, I don't get people like this.
Why one?
The people who only drink to get drunk.
There's no point in drinking otherwise.
Sure.
It tastes, like, disgusting.
Like, do you feel the same way about a glass of wine at dinner?
Yes.
Yeah, see, not me. I appreciate
it. I also, like, have an intolerance, so maybe that's just me. I can't. Like, I will break out with one sip.
Let me tell you, the first time I ever met Breezy, we went to Half Pint to talk. This girl crushed 3 Diet and Malibus like it was her job. Mm-hmm. I was impressed. She threw them back like nothing.
Well, it just tastes like Diet Coke at that point. Diet Coke with a splash of suntan lotion.
Yeah, that's what it smelled like. Peach bum rum. Mm-hmm. Reminded me of senior year in high school. Tanning bed.
It was great.
All right, you vibes, Breeze?
I literally smacked my head on my car door today, so that was fun. Other than that, nothing crazy. I'm excited to sit down today. I haven't sat down since...
Sunday?
No.
Or Sunday.
Didn't even sit down
last week?
Sunday. Yeah, last week sometime. Some point last week.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Excited for that.
How many of you made it out to the Red Wings game yesterday?
Oh, was there a Red Wings game yesterday?
Right? Pretty sure. Wasn't that at 1 o'clock yesterday? I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways, I got to check, but if you did go, aside from the game, it wasn't very pretty, but... it's very nostalgic for me. Two of my favorite characters from one of my favorite movies showed up, and I'm just really upset that I...
He goes, I didn't know about it.
I didn't know. I told Dan Mason, the GM, you got to let me know when a situation like this happens in advance, because I will make it a point to make a big deal about it, and I will be there.
So,
especially for this, because I have a lot of ties with this.
Something's awry because they didn't have a game last night, unless they were just there for another reason. They weren't.
It wasn't last night, though?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm going to dig in when it was, actually. And not that it matters.
I mean, there's a game today. They're home for the stretch till Sunday, but they were away yesterday. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about this and do some digging before I do, just to be totally sure. But it's the first thing that came up. In the news this morning. So, can you imagine it's from like 2021?
No, literally.
Our boss calls. Shut it down.
Yeah.
You guys go home.
Go
home for the day.
At all.
Okay. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Be right back.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. Why didn't anyone tell me that Uncle Rico and Pedro from the indie cult classic Napoleon Dynamite were in town? They threw out the first pitch at the Red Wings game yesterday at 6:45. I looked it up, and I'm just so upset with Dan Mason. He knows my love for this movie, and I missed out.
He's like, I didn't know you've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. We saw it at the Little Theater in 2004. Oh, I was such a big fan. So Pedro, a.k.a. Efren Ramirez, expressed excitement last night just about the film's lasting impact because it's over 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's just really nice to see not only people who were born before the film, but teenagers who are walking around wearing Vote for Pedro t-shirts.
Right.
Or they're fans themselves because they can relate to each character in the movie. But both of them, Efren Ramirez and John Grise, were excited to be back in Rochester. Unfortunately, the Red Wings lost the game to the Jumbo Shrimp 18-0. That's a tough loss. So
I hate that.
It's really tough when you do a movie like this years ago, and it's kind of what you're known for the rest of your life.
Right.
That's the tough part.
You're putting a box at that point.
And it's really all over. And, you know, most of the time when you do a movie like that, they're like, this is it. It blew up. This is the start of my career.
Right.
Sometimes it's the end of your career. No offense to him.
Right.
But, I mean, we can agree. These two characters from yesterday haven't really, you know, blown up on the scene or anything like that. And I remember being in the airport at LAX years back, and I met Pedro, and the poor dude was, this is no shade against him, I promise, but this is just, I got to get to the story. He was walking around and I noticed him. He was just walking around the airport asking people if they knew what time it was because they wanted,
right.
He wanted to be recognized.
And like, I don't felt you bad. Have a phone, bro?
He went from person to person to person. Hoping that they would recognize the poor guy. And I'm like, oh, that's so tough.
That's such a tough pill.
Because there was this one night I was in a club, okay? Remember the movie The Sandlot?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you and I acted that out for Mooster Peace Theater. Well, I'm sitting there minding my own business in this booth, and this guy comes over to me. He's jacked. And I stood up, and I'm like, hey. And he goes, hey. And he's been drinking. And I said, yeah, I'm so sorry. Was I in your seat? He goes, look at me. And I go, okay. And he goes, you're killing me, Smalls. I go, okay. He goes, I'm that guy. I'm the dude from the movie. I go, oh, it's nice to meet you, man. How are you? It was the most awkward interaction I've ever had with anyone in my life.
The fishing for compliments. It's
I'm insane. Like, dude, yeah, I grew up with that movie. That's awesome. And he's like so coked out of his mind.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I was like,
yay. Can I get an autograph? Throws it away instantly.
Oh, God. But
filling
these were happy times.
Egos.
These were happy times. It was the happiest times of their lives when they did this stuff. And I get that.
They
it's what. It's what they're attached to. Yeah. You know what I mean? They want to be recognized for it. And they were in a big way, just maybe not as much anymore. But I do still wear, I still rock the vote for Pedro.
Pedro. Yeah. Absolutely.
Something happened, you guys, recently. It really threw me off. I met a listener face to face, and what they said, let's just say it wasn't exactly kind.
Yeah.
Have you ever been insulted in person by someone you just didn't expect? How did you handle it? Or didn't know. How did you handle it? I'll tell you exactly what happened coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 78 for the high today. Yesterday I was venting to Breezy about a listener I met at an event that really rubbed me the wrong way.
Ooh, it's not great.
And I know you've dealt with those people online, certain situations, but it was one of these, I don't know, it was one of those things where this woman came up to me, said hello, and then immediately started insulting me.
That's bad.
Have you ever just randomly been insulted by someone you don't know? Please share your story with us, 585-252-9800. I would love to hear them, just to make me feel better.
Right.
But she asked if I was married and if I had kids, which I feel like maybe she already knew the answer to.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? She was just asking me to ask.
I hate when people ask questions they already know the answer to. It drives me up a wall.
I know. I was like, is this a rhetorical
question? Especially if
question?
They're like using it as ammo. It's like, what are we doing here?
Well, of course, you guys know the answer to that. I said, no, I'm not. And she goes, why? Something must be wrong with you.
Oh.
Like, just like that.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what?
I'm like, are you married? She goes, I'm going through a divorce. It's like,
okay.
By the way, I love it. I love it when people say that, because anytime someone has ever asked me, are you married or do you have kids or what's wrong with you? Because that's what it's followed up with. They usually follow up with telling me about their recent divorce, which is exactly what this woman did.
Right.
And then she went on out. She went on to tell me that she doesn't enjoy how much Breezy and I, we talk in the morning. It's like, I listen for music. Okay, well, we do plenty of that.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you.
She was very angry. She was angry.
She was very angry, and I was being very, you know, cool as a cucumber. I don't let things rub me the wrong way, at least in person. Then I go home and I think about it.
And then I talk about it on the radio.
Yeah. She asked why I was wearing a hat, and then she followed that up with, I assume you must be bald.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what? I'm like, lady, who hurt you?
Who
like, what's
are
going
you?
On?
Who are you?
Right. I'm like, who? By the way.
You're like, I don't know you from Adam.
I think what was odd about this was she was doing all of this in front of her teenage daughter.
Oh, that's a bad
look. Who's just standing
look.
There watching.
It's a bad look. So she's actively insulting you in the middle and berating you in the middle of this public establishment.
Right. I was like, God, who hurt you? I mean, I know you're probably going through a tough divorce right now, but she probably needed an outlet, needed someone to take it out on.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just one thing after the other. I was just standing there in the trenches, getting just blown away.
Just bombarded. Catching strays, if you will.
And I was like, I don't understand what I... This, first of all, this is my appearance that you came to win something at.
Yeah. That makes sense. So why do you think that she was doing this? Because I have my suspicions, but do you...
Why do I think she was...
a raging babe.
I really can't tell you. Here's the thing that I've learned about some people over the years, Breezy, is that everyone's going through something. And sometimes, even though you don't know what it is, sometimes they're just looking for someone that they can take it out on.
Right.
And I don't think she's a mean person. I think maybe she just thought I would be an easy target. You know what I mean? I really don't know. But it was enough for me to just like leave there and be like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, what the hell just happened here?
I don't know. Why? What are your thoughts?
So I think, and hear me out, and this might be like a very juvenile take.
Sure.
But I think that that was her weird, twisted way of hitting on you. Like, she wanted to have sex with you. You know, it's a tale as old as time. Like, I'm going to be mean to the boy on the playground that I have a crush on. Some people just don't evolve in their lifetime when it comes to communication and flirting and showing someone you're interested, because they are so used to one way. And
interesting.
Yeah, that worked when
you
were seven.
You think she
but
wanted
now you're 47, so I'm not really sure what's happening here.
So you think she wanted to have sex with me?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why she was asking if I had a full head of hair?
Yeah.
To take my hat off, because she wouldn't if I was bald?
I can't speak on her behalf. She sounds like she has a lot of demons she's battling, but again, that's my take.
She told me that I abuse my mom and you on the air.
Shut
and I was
off.
Really taken back by that. I was really taken back. I was like, listen,
like
if you think that's abuse, then okay. Let's call it what it is.
Also, like, she's sitting here being like, I don't like when you talk. I listen to the music. How is she even hearing you abuse me if she doesn't listen to us talk.
She's allowing her ears to bleed while she does it.
I'm so confused.
I was like, what? What in God's name is happening?
So okay, so she was probably. What happened?
So I killed her with kindness.
Yeah.
And I thanked her and her.
Did you invite her back to your place?
No.
Did I come through?
No. Listen, I love older women, but I like older women that
are nice to you.
Well, and that are nice to me, but I'm attracted to. No offense to her. I just, that wasn't, you know.
I wouldn't be attracted to somebody who read me to filth either. So it's really tough. And I think that's it. Like, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right by any means. But
it's like
people still do that.
It's like when the nice guy always asks the woman he wants, why are you so attracted to bad boys? Because they're mean to me. That's what this is. That's what this situation was. You know what I'm saying?
She thinks it's going to work because it works for her. Sorry.
Let me go over to Jess. A lady at the grocery store told me I shouldn't wear horizontal stripes with my body type. I just stared at her like she was from another planet. People are so ballsy. I cannot believe
so
this.
Ballsy.
Look at these ones. Hi, Moose and Breezy. So this just happened this past Monday. I had a total stranger in line at the pharmacy look me up and down and said, you'd be cute if you smiled more. Some people are the worst. Where do people get off?
Don't tell me what to do. How about that?
Where do people
don't
get
tell
off?
Me what to do.
See, here's the thing. Breezy and I, we're the complete opposites. So if something like this were to take place, like if she were in my shoes and some listener came up to her and did exactly what they did to me, Breezy would lose it on them.
No, I would.
But
in a respectful way.
If it happened online, which it does sometimes,
yeah.
You're very quiet.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no
which
point
I'm the opposite.
In like responding back. Like my thumbs can't handle it. It's too much. But my voice, I'll use that till the cows come home. Be like, Patricia? Is there something you need to talk about? Did I do something? That's the most condescending. That's the most condescending comeback and question you can ask someone when they're being an ass to you. Did I do something to you?
Right.
Are you hurting in any way?
Right.
Who hurt you?
But they're doing it.
You help.
They're doing it in such a passive aggressive
correct
way that it's just so.
That
triggering.
Would be me.
Let me get to this one. A man once told me I look like his ex-wife, then followed it up with, and that's not a compliment.
Oh. Again, you're mad at the ex-wife, and you're taking it out on me. It's the true and true definition of catching strays.
Okay, so I think we figured, this is basically, she was flirting.
Not
I think,
to boost your ego, but I think that's, she didn't graduate from the fifth grade flirting class, and now she's like just stuck there.
I know, she's so much older.
Insulting people.
So much older than me, too. And she did in front of her daughter.
She's like taking you out of the knees.
I just wanted to get to the bottom of it, too, of why she was treating me the way she was treating me. And it turns out she probably wanted to have sex with me.
No, she's obsessed with you. No, she loves you. She's in love.
My God.
She wants to get married.
Well, there you have it, guys. I'm going to be a dad.
98 PXY traffic. Westbound 104 from Webster to Maple. No major delays going on there. Eastbound on 490 through downtown toward the ongoing road work at Marsh. Everything's looking good. No major wrecks or stalls to report. I'm Randy Fuller with the latest from Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98PXY.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.